Warning: this podcast contains foul language, sexual situations, and discussions of drugs and drinking. Yeah.
Welcome to Fuck Shakespeare,
a podcast for the Shakespeareanly challenged.
And anyone who really enjoys some saucy dick jokes.
Teachers, we might insult you a little bit, sorry. Okay, everybody,
enjoy!
Hi.
Hey! I'm Diana.
How are you? Oh. Okay, let's start again. How the hell are you?
I'm good. How good. Are you?
I'm Erin.
I'm Diana. Oh, she jumps in.
I gotcha. Welcome to episode 62.
Yes.
Hello, number 6.
Yes. I'm going to call it Drinking Songs and Limp Dicks. Oh, my goodness. You'll see why. There's some good words that are used repeatedly for various body parts, as we're discovering.
Body parts.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a bit of a small battle, a fight, a sword fight in this scene. This scene is often a lot of fun because it involves drinking and carousing and then flashy sword fighting. It's so fun. Mm. And it accomplishes for Iago his, like, first step in the grand plan.
Mm. Right? Step one.
Step one is...
to do away with Curcio.
Yes. And that's kind of a... it feeds both him and Rodrigo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rodrigo thinks that Cassio's stealing Desdemona's attention. He's not. But, you know, Iago's offering this up like, you and I are going to take this guy out.
And, okay, so here I go. Here I go again. All right, so anyone who thinks that Shakespeare is anti-female, have a look at this play. The men in this play are such nincompoops.
Yeah.
I mean, golly jeepers, it's terrible. I mean, Iago is very smart, but he's not a nice man. And the rest of them are like, I don't know, they can't see reality for the imaginings they have going on in their heads.
Yeah.
All of them. Okay, I'm done.
And often, but often in Shakespeare's plays, the women are the wise ones, right?
That's right.
They definitely are. Emilia's wise in her own way, even though she's very, very abused and cowed. Desdemona's wise in her own goodness, even though she also is not wise in the way of the men's world, you know?
Who the hell would want to be with these men?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that. All right, anyway, sorry, go on.
Yeah.
Let's go
on. So Cassio. Yeah. We're gonna discredit Cassio. And Cassio, he'll tell you himself that he has a bit of trouble with drinking. he's a cheap date. He's like, one glass and I'm good, you know? And it may be that Othello knows that too, we're gonna discover in the first bit of the scene. So maybe it's a common knowledge thing, and Iago's totally going to exploit it.
He exploits everything he can.
Yes. Any weakness, any chink in the armor, he's there.
Yep.
He's there.
Okay. And so we've talked in the past about listening for repetition of words and sounds that gives you a clue in your treasure map to figuring out the character, right? We talked about that before.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots. And we'll point that out as we go. But also, ear.
Yeah, we've been pointing out the word ear, right?
Ear.
As a thing to
vagina.
Be paying attention to. Yes,
vagina.
Slang for vagina. And so there's the aspect of being in possession, you know, having someone's ear. Being in possession of that part, and also using it as a portal to do mischief. You know, we have the Hamlet murder where somebody poisons someone through their ear, and this is the philosophical version of that, right?
Yep.
Poisoning someone through their ear by pouring in nasty, nasty ideas.
We all know about how that works, right? The gossip mill and...
yeah. And the brainwashing cults and all that stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah. Misinformation, disinformation.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So notice those, you know, repetition, really important during the scene and also going forward, always, always. And we have one word that Cassio repeats 6 times in the end of the scene. And it really speaks to something that is going to be brought in now as something that everybody has to contend with, and that's reputation.
That's a big ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Even this lesser character, Montano, we hear about what his reputation is. And, you know, we know from the first scene what Othello's reputation is, right?
And Iago's, honest Iago,
yeah,
honest
everybody
Iago.
Everybody says, honest Iago.
Hey, this is a paper idea.
Yeah.
The permutations of reputation in Othello.
Ooh, I like that title. Do it. Do it. Somebody write it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to lose your reputation? You know, what is your reputation and can you get it back if you lose it, right?
Yeah.
So interesting. And then this scene starts to really divide the dark from the light, I think, in terms of characters, in terms of ideas, right? Because we have this scene, the scene all happens at night because they're like setting the watch for the evening. It's after the Turks were defeated and you know, the watchmen are carousing a bit and then they have this terrible fight, which is darkness. Because Othello will point it out, like to erupt in a battle like that in the midst of a town that has just gone through the shock of thinking it's going to be attacked is so foolhardy and insane that, like, he can hardly believe it. What are you thinking? Right? Yeah. And right at the end of that whole darkness, when people are being examined as to who's guilty for this, Desdemona shows up just for a moment. So it's like the light appears just for a moment, and even Othello squashes it. Even he is like, no, 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 don't come here. Don't. You shouldn't be here, you know? So it's like the light has no business illuminating this. And Desdemona is talked about a lot in this scene.
Men.
Yeah.
Men.
She, Iago tries to get Cassio to participate in his assessment of her as a sex object.
Yeah. And Cassio, for whatever reason, don't bite.
Doesn't bite. Really nice to know. That's a great note for Cassio.
Yep.
Someone playing Cassio is that, okay, maybe he's not a womanizer. He's not a guy who thinks of women that way. Wouldn't that be refreshing and lovely in this scenario? You know?
He loves his drink, but not the women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Iago tries to get him to do that at the beginning of the scene. And then at the end of the scene, he talks about Desdemona again as like having this power of her sexual presence over Othello and how he's going to use that and turn it inside out for Othello.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ugh. So a lot going on. A lot going on in this scene, guys. Heads up. Pay attention.
And just a side note. If you're reading along with us, this first bit here.
Yeah, this weird Act 2, Scene 1. I have never seen the scene in my entire life of looking at this play. I have never seen the scene. So it's basically just a herald who's like, Act 2, Scene 2, sorry, is a herald who's like, it's 4 o'clock and all is well, you know, the town crier.
And then a little exposition about what's happened.
Yeah. And he's like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a party and it's all going to be great.
Right. Yeah. Party to celebrate the wedding of.
Yeah. Our noble general.
Of our noble general.
Yeah. So we're going to skip that scene. We don't care.
So we just did it for you.
There you go.
There you go.
So Act 2, Scene 3. A hall in the castle.
All right. And I am Othello.
Yes.
Good, Michael. Look you to the guard tonight. Let's teach ourselves that honorable stop, not to outsport discretion.
Yeah, that I find really interesting.
All right, you have to explain it because that's not clear.
Yeah.
What he's saying.
Well, good Michael, he starts with my
Michael
dear
Cassio.
Friend Cassio, my
right.
good friend Michael Cassio. You're on guard tonight, and then he goes plural with this. Which is interesting. It's almost like he's not trying to point any fingers. But he says that honorable stop is a restraint, not to outsport discretion, not to outdo, go too far. So the sense is that maybe he knows Cassio doesn't have such a good handle on that. And so he's like, just be aware.
Don't drink too much while you're on guard.
Yeah.
And Cassio says, and I'm going to be Cassio, Iago hath direction what to do, but notwithstanding, with my personal eye will I look to it. Iago's directing us, but with that, you know, whatever, I will personally make sure nobody overindulges.
Yeah. He's taking that responsibility.
Right. And Othello says, Iago is most honest. Michael, good night. Tomorrow, with your earliest, let me have speech with you. Come, my dear love, the purchase made, the fruits are to ensue. That profits yet to come tween me and you.
Oh, so remember we were saying we think they did have sex? This sounds like they did not. The purchase made, meaning I bought you, I now own you, sort of, right? The fruits are to ensue. I haven't tasted your juicy fruit yet.
Okay, so maybe they had a very quick encounter when they had that little teeny bit of time. Maybe they just, you know.
But it wasn't quite the whole. It wasn't the full shebang.
Because, you know, fruits, he didn't taste the fruits.
The
vulva fruit.
The ear fruit. That profit. So, like, that, you know, extra wonderfulness from me having this opportunity hasn't happened yet.
Good night.
Yeah. Right. So off they go to have sex.
And Cassio, welcome, Iago. We must to the watch.
Not this hour, Lieutenant. 'Tis not yet 10 of the clock. Our general cast us thus early for the love of his Desdemona, who, let us not therefore blame, he hath not yet made wanton the night with her, and she is sport for Jove. So he's in prose here.
Yeah, because he's being icky.
He's disguising his intentions, right? Mm-hmm. So not this hour, not for another hour. We don't have to go to the watch for another hour. Come on.
Even though he said we do, we don't. I'm in charge, and I say we don't. Let's have a party.
I say we don't. Let's have a drink.
Yeah.
And made wanton the night. He hasn't done that night business yet with her. Right?
Right. Cassio. She's a most exquisite lady.
And I'll warrant her full of game. Ready to go. Yeah.
Cassio. Indeed. She's a most fresh and delicate creature.
What an eye she has. Methinks it sounds a parlay of provocation. Yeah, he's like, Joe. Sounds a parlay, so it's like issuing an invitation, right? A parlay is like these two people meet, right? And provocation provoking desire.
And Cassio says, an inviting eye, and yet methinks right modest.
And when she speaks, is it not an alarum to love? He's like trying to get him to go further, you know? Like
she talks and penises hear the alarm and stand erect.
Yes, get ready.
They're ready.
Military.
Yes. Ba-doing! Cassio, she is indeed perfection.
And Iago has to give up now. Well, happiness to their sheets. Come, Lieutenant, I have a stoup of wine, and here without are a brace of Cyprus gallants that would fain have a measure to the health of Black Othello.
Cassio, well, you want to...
A stoup is just a measure. It's 2 quarts. And a brace is just a pair. So he's like, I got some wine, and here's a couple of guys who want to party with you and drink to Othello's health.
Yes, Cyprus guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cassio says, not tonight, good Iago. I have very poor and unhappy brains for drinking. I could well wish courtesy would invent some other custom of entertainment.
So Cassio's also in prose here.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. I think maybe he doesn't want to say it, but he has to say it because he promised Othello he would stop before things got bad, and he's saying, I don't hold my liquor well, and I wish there was some other way of celebrating, because I don't hold my liquor well.
Yeah, we have those C words at the end, which are sort of light curses, like you know, right?
Yeah.
Like he's a little embarrassed, a little ashamed about this condition because all the other guys go out drinking and they don't have problems. And yeah. And Iago persuading, right? Oh, they are our friends, but one cup, I'll drink for you.
I've but drunk one cup tonight, and that was craftily qualified, too. And behold, what innovation it makes here. I'm unfortunate in the infirmity, and I dare not task my weakness with any more. So he's already had a drink. He's already feeling a little...
Yeah, disturbance. Innovation is disturbance, and it makes here, meaning in his
brain.
Head.
Right.
Right? And I'm unfortunate in the infirmity. I'm a cheap date. I admit it, okay?
Yeah, and I dare not task my weakness with any more. I better not take another drink because I'm already a little bit...
Already feeling it.
Yeah.
Iago's not taking no for an answer. What, man? 'Tis a night of revels. The gallants desire it. Like, but the guys.
But does this not sound familiar to you guys when you're out and people are like, drink.
They're
have a shot, drink.
Here, take some Molly, take some whatever, you know, and you can't, they won't let you say no.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
And Cassio
really
says,
not cool.
Where are they?
Here at the door, I pray you, call them in.
I'll do it, but it dislikes me.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
I'll let him in, but I don't wanna.
So Cassio leaves to let them in, and Iago's alone. Here's one of his soliloquies, yeah?
Right, so this is when he's talking directly to us, being totally truthful.
Yes. If I can fasten but one cup upon him, with that which he hath drunk tonight already, he'll be as full of quarrel and offense as my young mistress's dog. So, you know, if I could just get him to drink one more, maybe, you know, he's gonna be quarrelsome, which is often happens with people who get drunk, right?
Belligerent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. An offense. He'll be ready to take offense. And Rodrigo's job was to try and offend him, right?
Right.
Now, my sick fool, Rodrigo. Okay. Fool, guys, is slander. I mean, slander. What am I trying to say?
Slang.
Slang.
Sometimes words evade us, but it came out tumtimes, so there you go.
Sometimes syllables evade us. So my sick fool Rodrigo is my limp dick Rodrigo. Fool is slang for dick, is what I meant to say. Now my sick fool Rodrigo, whom love hath turned almost the wrong side out, to Desdemona hath tonight caroused, potations puddle deep. Aren't those great words?
Potations puddle deep.
So he's caroused to Desdemona, that means he's drunk her health.
Right, so toasted her.
Toasted her. Potations are just libations, right, drinks. And a pottle is also a 2-quart vessel. So when he said, I have a stoup of wine, it was contained in a pottle. Mm. I love that word. It's a really great one. And he's to watch. So Rodrigo is also assigned to the watch tonight.
And he's already drunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 3 lads of Cyprus, noble swelling spirits.
Oh. Penises.
Yeah, spirits is sperm, so they are swelling with sperm. They are, you know, guys after a battle get that whole adrenaline thing going on, right?
Yeah.
So they say, which is why they go and rape women and do horrible things, right? After war.
Okay,
time.
None of that is true.
Yeah.
None of
or
that is
it's
true.
It's just some kind of
I mean, you might get an
excuse.
Yeah, you might get an adrenaline rush, so go play tennis.
Yeah, go for a run. Fuck.
Right.
Jesus. Anyway.
Yeah.
3 lads of Cyprus, noble swelling spirits, that hold their honors in a wary distance, the very elements of this warlike isle, have I tonight flustered with flowing cups, and they watch too. So, hold their honors in a wary distance. They're sensitive about their honor. They don't like, they're like Sicilians. Whoa, what? you know, who are like, you talking to me? Wait a minute. Did you just say that about me? Mm-hmm. You know, they get very sensitive and touchy. And he says the very elements of this warlike isle, like all the guys on this island.
Right. They're warlike. They fight.
Mm-hmm. And they don't like to be told that they're not manly.
Mm-hmm.
And he has flustered them with flowing cups. Great F words, right?
I fucking got them drunk.
I fucked them up. Flustered is disturbed. And they're supposed to be on the watch, too. Like, this watch group doesn't sound very...
watchful.
...responsible. Yeah. No. Now, amongst this flock of drunkards, am I to put our Cassio in some action that may offend the Isle? But here they come. If consequence do but approve my dream...
What's up? Bing, 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 bing.
My boat sails freely, both with wind and stream.
And a rhyming couplet.
What do we say about dream?
Every time you hear the word dream, you should pay attention, because things are about to change.
Big time. Yep. So he says, if all of this goes according to my hopes, my plan is going to go forward unimpeded, like a boat that's got wind and current and... Notice he talks in naval terms. He's a Navy guy.
That's right.
He's a Navy guy.
And Cassio says, for God, they have given me a rouse already.
So they made me drink a shot already. Yeah. A rouse is a drink. And Montano, good faith, a little one, not past a pint, as I'm a soldier. Some wine, ho, says Iago. Hopefully he's not talking to a woman who's bringing wine. He might be.
You never know.
And then he starts singing. And let me the canakin clink, clink, and let me the canakin clink. A soldier's a man, and life's but a span. Why then let a soldier drink some wine, boys?
And Cassio, for God, an excellent song. Yep. Now, what's really interesting about Cassio, the way he's written, right? For God, they have given me a rouse already. For God, an excellent song. He's already starting to not say before. He's saying, for his words are getting shorter.
His lines are getting shorter. So the drunks, he's writing it really well, right? Yeah. The drunk. Yeah.
Yep. That was my stomach. Did you hear that? Wowee.
And a canakin, by the way, is just another drinking vessel. So I want to go back to that. And he loved Cassio's, like, awesome song. Iago, I learned it in England. because who's his audience?
English.
English people. Where indeed they are most potent in potting. Potting coming from the word pottle.
Yeah.
So they are really good at drinking, the English. Your Dane, your Almain, and your swag-bellied Hollander, drink, ho, are nothing to your English.
The Germans, the Danish, the people from Holland, they can't hold a candle to the way English people drink.
I love swag-bellied, beer-bellied, right?
Yeah.
Almain comes from Allemande, a French word for Germans.
Yeah. And Cassio, is your Englishman so exquisite in his drinking?
Exquisite meaning expert?
Yeah.
Why, he drinks you with facility. Your Dane, dead drunk. He sweats not to overthrow your Almain. He gives your Hollander a vomit ere the next pottle can be filled. So, he drinks your Danish guy under the table, right?
Yeah.
He sweats not. He doesn't even break a sweat out drinking a German. And he makes the guy from Holland vomit before he even gets another drink, right? So he's like, yeah, yeah.
Cassio, to the health of our general.
I'm for it, Lieutenant, says Montano. And I'll do you justice. I'm going to match you toast for toast. Oh, sweet England. King Stephen was a worthy peer. His breeches cost him but a crown. He held them sixpence all too dear. With that he called the tailor Loun. He was a wight of high renown. Thou art but of low degree. 'Tis pride that pulls the country down. Then take thine old cloak about thee. Some wine, ho! So this is an old song, but interestingly metaphorical also. So he says King Stephen bought these pants and they cost him a crown, but he said they were too expensive by half. He called the tailor a rascal. The Loun is a rascal. And then he says
I have to interrupt for a second. Yeah. My stomach is making so much noise, so I'm just going to let it roll, and you guys will just know that when you hear what sounds like a T-Rex, it's actually my stomach. Okay, go ahead.
It's okay. Goes well with the drinking scene.
Yes. There you go.
There you go.
Okay, sorry.
But he does say that 'tis pride that pulls the country down, pride being extravagance. Mm-hmm. Then take thine old cloak, like, be content with the things that you already have, not trying to make yourself more fancy.
Mm-hmm. And then he screams for more wine.
Yeah.
And Cassio, for God, this is a more exquisite song than the other.
Will you hear it again?
No, for I hold him to be unworthy of his place that does those things. Well, gods above all, and there be souls must be saved, and there be souls must not be saved.
Ooh, there's an interesting opinion. Mm-hmm. Some people are worthy of salvation and other people are not. Mm-hmm. It's true, good lieutenant.
For mine own part, no offense to the general, nor any man of quality, I hope to be saved.
And so do I too, lieutenant.
Aye, but by your leave, not before me. The lieutenant is to be saved before the ancient.
Ooh. You should not say these things.
I go first, because I'm higher in rank than
yeah,
you.
I outrank you, so he's reminding him.
Let's have no more of this. Let's to our affairs. Forgive us our sins. Gentlemen, let's look to our business. Do not think, gentlemen, I am drunk.
No.
This is my ancient. Mm-hmm. This is my right hand. And this is my left. I am not drunk now.
Uh-huh.
I can stand well enough.
Whoa.
And speak well enough.
Excellent. Well, probably Cassio is weaving through that whole thing. I love that. This is my
right hand.
And maybe he says it with his left, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like, and this is also my left. Isn't that great? So there's a lot of fun you can have with that speech.
Yeah. Why? Very well, then. You must not think, then, that I am drunk.
And he exits. Montano. To the platform, masters. Come, let's set the watch. Iago. You see this fellow that has gone before? He is a soldier fit to stand by Caesar and give direction and do but see his vice. 'Tis to his virtue a just equinox. The one as long as the other. 'Tis pity of him. So he's like, hey, look at this guy. Did you see? Did you see what he did? So his virtue, his goodness, is a just equinox, an exact counterpart. So here we have dark against light, right? Mm-hmm. The one thing as long as the other. So his darkness is as bad as his virtue is good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, isn't that too bad? Sounds
plus
upset.
Two.
Yeah. That line has two extra beats. It's a plus two. The one as long as the other, 'tis pity of him. And it's awkward too, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is.
So he makes it sound like he's very upset about Cassio's vice here. I fear the trust Othello puts him in on some odd time of his infirmity will shake this island. So he's entrusted with a high position and it might prove dangerous for this island. Montano says, but is he often thus? Which is also the shared line and an extra beat that's like he's getting upset now too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Iago, 'tis evermore the prologue to his sleep. He'll watch the orologue a double set if drink rock not his cradle.
Orologue.
Orologue, a great old word for watch.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love prologue, orologue.
Yeah, those are great, right?
Yeah.
So the prologue, the precursor, he drinks every night before bed.
Mm-hmm.
And he could stand up at watch for two whole days if he didn't do that, right? He has a lot of devotion to his job.
Yeah.
Orologue, in Italian, it's orologio, is watch.
Mm.
So that's great. Montano, it were well the general were put in mind of it. Perhaps he sees it not, or his good nature prizes the virtue that appears in Cassio and looks not on his evils. Is not this true? And here comes Rodrigo to interrupt the thing, and Iago. This says it's an aside. Again, it doesn't have to be an aside. Why couldn't he greet him?
Right.
Sure. How now, Rodrigo? I pray you, after the lieutenant, go. So it's like another soldier comes in and he says, why don't you go check on the lieutenant, right?
He's drunk.
And Montano, and 'tis a great pity that the noble Moor should hazard such a place as his own second with one of an ingraft infirmity. It were an honest action to say so to the Moor. So by bringing in the word honest, I feel like he implies that Iago should do it.
Right.
Right? Iago's right. The honest one, right? Ingraft infirmity is an ingrained weakness, right? So clearly this is
dangerous.
Something that he has
and
been
someone should tell.
Engaging in for a long time.
Right, and yeah. Someone should tell Iago, hint, hint, wink, wink, Iago.
Some honest man, hint, hint. Yeah. Yes. And he's like, no fucking way. Not I, for this fair island. I do love Cassio well and would do much to cure him of this evil. But hark, what noise? Help! Help!
You rogue! You rascal!
What's the matter, Lieutenant?
Knave, teach me my duty. I'll beat the knave into a twig and bottle.
Twig and bottle. One of those wickered covered bottles, you know, like that the peasants use to put their house wine in, you know.
And Rodrigo, beat me? Cassio, dost thou rate rogue?
Montano, nay, good lieutenant. I pray you, sir, hold your hand.
Let me go, sir. I'll knock you o'er the mazzard.
Mazzard being head? I'll punch your head in. Come, come, you're drunk.
Drunk?
And Iago, they start fighting, and Iago says to Rodrigo, away, I say, go out and cry a mutiny. And he goes out, and then he's like, nay, good lieutenant, alas, gentlemen, help, oh, lieutenant, sir, Montano, sir, help, masters. Here's a goodly watch indeed. And then the bell starts ringing. Who's that which rings the bell? Diablo, ho! Diablo is the devil, but he's like, for fuck's sake, why is someone ringing the bell? The town will rise. God's will, lieutenant, hold. You will be shamed forever.
And here comes Othello. What is the matter here?
Montano, zounds, I bleed still. I'm hurt to the death.
Othello, hold for your lives. So stop it, you assholes.
For your lives, in or you will die.
Yeah.
Iago, hold, ho, lieutenant, sir, Montano, gentlemen. Have you forgot all sense of place and duty? Hold, the general speaks to you. Hold, hold, for shame.
And Othello, why, how now, ho, from whence ariseth this? Are we turned Turks, and to ourselves do that which heaven hath forbid the Ottomites?
Yeah, so we're killing and wounding each other when the Turks,
God,
without our interference, God stepped in and took the Turks away. And now do we have to do this to shit to ourselves?
Right.
Right?
For Christian shame. Put by this barbarous brawl. Barbarous brawl.
That's a tough one to say, but it's an incredible antithesis, right?
Yeah.
We've got the Christian versus the barbarous.
Yep.
And which one do you want to be? Right?
Well, Christian shame and barbarous brawl, which I think is particularly interesting.
Yeah.
He that stirs next to carve for his own rage holds his soul light. He dies upon his motion. You better stop moving or I am going to kill you motherfuckers.
Condemned to death if you make one more stroke.
Silence that dreadful bell. It frights the isle from her propriety. What is the matter, masters? Honest Iago, that look'st dead with grieving, speak, who began this? On thy love I charge thee.
Yeah. So it frights the isle from her propriety, her natural temper of calm. So Cyprus is a goodly governed place, usually. But now it's going to be in an uproar. And then looks dead with grieving. His face is so pale. Poor Iago, you look so upset. And then on thy love, for your love to me, speak, right? Iago, I do not know, friends all but now, even now, in quarter and in terms, like bride and groom, divesting them for bed. And then, but now, as if some planet had unwitted men, swords out and tilting one at another's breast, in opposition bloody, I cannot speak any beginning to this peevish odds, I, and would in action glorious I had lost those legs that brought me to a part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, so interesting. At the beginning, he describes them almost like Othello and Desdemona, like bride and groom. They were happy. They were going to bed together. Yeah.
Going to the watch together.
Right?
Yeah.
Devesting them. Getting undressed. Devesting. Mm-hmm. Just like a bride and groom, they were all settling in and it was all fine. So he's comparing them unwittingly. I don't think he's doing it on purpose, but to Othello's ear, it's not on purpose.
Right.
That here were Othello and Desdemona going off to bed, and here was the watch, all cozy and happy together, mm-hmm. just like them. In quarter means in bounds, just like an enclosure, the naval term, no quarter given, you mm-hmm. know, meaning, you know, it's an enclosure for the soldiers to be able to be together. And then he's like, and just a moment ago, they were fine, but then...
All of a sudden,
as if some planet had taken away their brains, there they go with the swords and the thing. And peevish is a great word because it means childish.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, they just started being so stupid. And I wish I had lost my legs before I got to this spot.
Mm-hmm. And Othello, how comes it, Michael, you are thus forgot? How have you forgotten what we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
And Cassio, I pray you, pardon me, I cannot speak. And Othello, worthy Montano, you were wont be civil. The gravity and stillness of your youth the world hath noted. And your name is great in mouths of wisest censure. What's the matter that you unlace your reputation thus and spend your rich opinion for the name of a night brawler? Give me answer to it.
Yeah, so here's the reputation of Montano,
right?
Everyone saw, even when you were a young man, that you were incredibly full of promise, right?
Wise judgment.
And then you unlace your reputation. There it is, right? He brings that word in, and Cassio's going to repeat it many times in a moment. And spend your rich opinion. You cash in this good opinion that others have of you.
To be brawling.
Yeah, what? What? And Montano, worthy Othello, I am hurt to danger. Your officer Iago can inform you, while I spare speech, which something now offends me. Of all that I do know, nor know I aught, by me that's said or done amiss this night, unless self-charity be sometimes a vice, and to defend ourselves it be a sin when violence assails us.
Now, by heaven, my blood begins my safer guides to rule, and passion, having my best judgment collied, essays to lead the way. Let's stop there,
yeah.
Because that's a lot.
So Montano is just like, I can't speak right now because I'm wounded, right?
Mm-hmm.
My pain offends me. That means it hurts me. And I don't know anything that I did wrong unless to take care of yourself is a bad thing, right?
Right.
And then Othello, my blood, my anger, mm-hmm. he's starting to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
I came in here as a, you know, authority figure, but now I'm getting really fucking pissed.
Right.
My safer guides, that's my reason, my, you know... Anger is getting the control over those other things.
Right.
Collied is an interesting word because it comes from collier, which is a coal carrier.
Okay.
So he's, my passion is taking over and my best judgment is being darkened, right?
Yeah.
Like spreading coal dust on a white face.
Mm.
That is an interesting reference, right? Dark complexion. And... passion is trying to lead the essay is trying, means trying. Passion is going to try to lead me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to judge irrationally if someone doesn't give me a good reason to stop.
Mm-hmm. If I once stir or
Want to try again?
I'll try that again. If I once stir or do lift this or but. Why, or do but lift this arm, the best of you shall sink in my rebuke. Give me to know how this foul rout began, who set it on, and he that is approved in this offense, though he had twinned with me both at a birth, shall... What?
Finish the sentence.
All right. Shall lose me.
Yeah, so... tell me how this thing began. And he uses the word foul,
yes,
which we talked about as a theme word, right? For
yes.
Rot.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you doubt that, we have the word rout, which sounds like rot right after it. Mm-hmm. A rout is a fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
This terrible fight. And he's that is approved means found guilty.
Right.
Okay. Though he had twinned with me, though he was my twin, and I loved him like that, he will lose me.
Oh, I see. Okay. Though he hath twinned with me, both at a birth shall lose me. What in a town of war, yet wild, the people's hearts brim full of fear, to manage private and domestic quarrel in night and on the court and guard of safety? 'Tis monstrous. Iago, who began?
Yeah, so that's where he makes that point. How can you do this in a town that was just recently threatened with war?
Yeah.
Impossible to believe this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Metano says this directly to Iago. He's like, don't fuck me, man. If partially affined or leagued in office, thou dost deliver more or less than truth, thou art no soldier. So partially affined is biased. If you're biased to Cassio because you share birth with him, right? If you're in his league, right? Then you are not a soldier because you're not doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Iago cuts him off. Touch me not so near. Like, how dare you? You know, he gets offended right at the beginning. I had rather have this tongue cut from my mouth than it should do offense to Michael Cassio.
Line ending.
Yeah. He puts it right there as a line ending with his whole name, and he's claiming to be offended that he would do such a bad thing against Michael Cassio, right?
Mm-hmm.
But notice, okay, so notice how many times he's going to use his name now, okay? Yet I persuade myself to speak the truth, shall nothing wrong him. Thus it is, General. Montano and myself being in speech, there comes a fellow crying out for help, and Cassio following him with determined sword to execute upon him. Sir, this gentleman steps into Cassio and entreats his pause. Myself the crying fellow did pursue, lest by his clamor, as it so fell out, the town might fall in fright. So far we have Cassio, Cassio, Cassio. Three times, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, he's pretty much telling the story, right? We were here talking, Montano and I, and then Cassio came chasing after some dude, and I didn't know who that was, and Montano tried to engage Cassio while I chased the other guy, which he didn't really do. Let's see. He, swift of foot, outran my purpose, and I returned the rather, for that I heard the clink and fall of swords, and Cassio high in oath, which till tonight I ne'er might say before. When I came back, for this was brief, I found them close together, at blow and thrust, even as again they were when you yourself did part them. More of this matter can I not report, but men are men. The best sometimes forget. Though Cassio did some little wrong to him, as men in rage strike those that wish them best, yet surely Cassio, I believe, received from him that fled some strange indignity, which patience could not pass. How many times did he say Cassio? Six times. Jesus. So even though he doesn't point the finger at him, he's pretty much pointing the finger.
Right, and he's saying, obviously, the guy must have done something awful to Cassio, because Cassio never swears, but here he was swearing.
Swearing.
Yeah. And he doesn't do that.
And
so,
fighting, and
yeah,
wow.
Right. And Othello, I know, Iago, thy honesty and love doth mince this matter, making it light to Cassio. Cassio, I love thee. But never more be officer of mine.
And here comes Desdemona right at that moment where Othello dismisses Cassio. So, and notice how he has Cassio and Cassio on two sides of a period.
Right.
His caesura is occupied with Cassio.
Right.
So it's almost like he's agreeing with Iago. He's taking up Iago's speech.
Mince matter making.
Yeah.
Cassio, I love thee, but you are fired.
You're fired, man.
And here comes Desdemona, and Othello says, look, if my gentle love be not raised up, I'll make thee an example. You woke up my wife, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to make an example of you.
What's the matter?
All's well now, sweeting. Come away to bed. Sir, for your hurts, myself will be your surgeon. Lead him off.
That's to Montano. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'll make sure you're attended to.
Iago. Iago. Iago, look with care about the town, and silence those whom this vile brawl distracted. Come, Desdemona, 'tis the soldiers' life to have their balmy slumbers waked with strife.
Good couplet. Mm-hmm. Life of strife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, and so left on stage alone are Iago and Cassio, that's it. And Cassio must let out some kind of moan or something, mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Right?
Yeah. He's just lost his position and his reputation.
So he's probably been standing at attention and then he just crumples, right?
Yeah.
What? Are you hurt, Lieutenant?
I passed all surgery.
Mary, heaven forbid.
Reputation. 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 Oh, I have lost my reputation. I have lost the immortal part of myself, and what remains is bestial. My reputation, Iago. My reputation.
So amazing. So right up front, he says it three times. And then at the end, he says it three times also. And what do we say about three times?
Trinity, things? Holy.
Holy. Something you say three times is a sacred thing in some way mm-hmm. to you. And this was sacred to him. He's also speaking in prose because he's completely not himself. He's so distraught.
Yeah.
Right? Iago. As I am an honest man, I thought you had received some bodily wound. There's more sense in that than in reputation. Reputation is an idle and most false imposition, oft got without merit and lost without deserving. Now, he's right about that.
Mm-hmm. He is.
I must say. So it's a false imposition. It's something that's put onto you from the outside. Mm-hmm. You don't create it from your own inside. Somebody decides what your reputation is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, and he says, you can lose it without deserving to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get it without deserving to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Iago.
Yeah. Being honest, mm-hmm. right? You have lost no reputation at all unless you repute yourself such a loser. What, man? There are ways to recover the general again. You are but now cast in his mood, a punishment more in policy than in malice, even so as one would beat his offenseless dog to affright an imperious lion. Sue to him again and he's yours.
Wow, so you'd beat a dog that didn't do anything wrong to scare a proud lion?
Yeah, it's a proverb, apparently.
Wow.
From the day.
Wow.
So Cassio's the dog in this case, and lion is Cyprus, maybe? The whole state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sue to him again. Just ask him. He's going to restore you back to your position. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Be fine.
And Cassio says, I will rather sue to be despised than to deceive so good a commander with so slight, so drunken, and so indiscreet an officer. Drunk? And speak, parrot? And squabble, swagger, swear, and discourse fustian with one's own shadow? Oh, thou invisible spirit of wine, if thou hast no name to be known by, let us call thee devil.
Yeah. So now he's blaming. He's to the blaming stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how could I possibly be drunk? Speak parrot is just to talk nonsense, same as fustian is gibberish. Right? So he's like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And how could I ever ask him to take me back after that?
He saw what I am.
Yeah.
Iago, what was he that you followed with your sword? What had he done to you?
I know not.
What just means who, right? Who mm-hmm. was that guy? Is it possible? So it's almost like, because by Cassio saying, I don't even know who the guy was, he's like, yes, I got away with it,
right?
If you don't know that was Rodrigo, then we're good.
We're good.
Right? So it was an honest question. He really wanted to know if he recognized him. And he also is like, is it possible? Could it possibly be that you didn't know who you were fighting with and why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cassio says, I remember a mass of things, but nothing distinctly. A quarrel. But nothing wherefore. Oh God, that men should put an enemy in their mouths to steal away their brains. That we should with joy, pleasance, revel, and applause transform ourselves into beasts.
Yeah. The enemy is into their mouths.
Wine.
Wine, yeah. How could we do this to ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why, but you are now well enough. How came you thus recovered?
It hath pleased the devil drunkenness to give place to the devil wrath. One unperfectness shows me another to make me frankly despise myself.
Oh. Unperfectness being a fault or a sin? Come, you are too severe a moraler. As the time, the place, and the condition of this country stands, I could hardly wish this had not befallen. But since it is as it is, mend it for your own good. So he's like pointing out again that it would have been better if it hadn't happened on this guard in this place. But, you know, it'll be fine.
Yeah. And Cassio, I will ask him for my place again. He shall tell me I'm a drunkard. Had I as many mouths as Hydra, such an answer would stop them all. To be now a sensible man, by and by a fool, and presently a beast. Let's stop there.
Yeah. So who's Hydra?
Hydra is the many-headed monster. When you cut off one head, it sprouted more.
Yikes. So what would I say in answer to you are a drunkard? I don't even have enough answers that even if I had as many mouths as Hydra.
Right.
And to be sensible man, feel in possession of your faculties, right? Mm-hmm. Actually using your senses.
Mm-hmm.
By and by a fool. What's that?
Limp-dick.
A limp dick. That means a impotent, useless thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then presently a beast. And then you devolve into a horrible creature.
Right.
Right.
A monster.
Oh. Inordinate is excessive.
Yeah. Oh, strange. Every inordinate cup is unblessed, and the ingredient is a devil.
So he's cursing wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come, come. Good wine is a good familiar creature, if it be well used. Exclaim no more against it. And good lieutenant, I think you think I love you. Oh, there's an equivocal phrase.
I have well approved it, sir. I drunk.
Yeah, he's still on it. Like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You or any man living may be drunk at a time, man. I'll tell you what you shall do. Our general's wife is now the general. I mean, like, Othello has lost his power to Desdemona.
Yeah, yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
I may say so in this respect, for that he hath devoted and given up himself to the contemplation, mark, and denotement of her parts and graces.
Parts?
Mm-hmm. So Othello is nothing more than the guy who follows Desdemona around and says, isn't she beautiful? Right?
Look at that ass.
Look at that ass.
Look at that ass.
Confess yourself freely to her. Importune her help to put you in your place again. She is of so free, so kind, so apt, so blessed a disposition, she holds it a vice in her goodness not to do more than she is requested. So this is interesting. So he's using what sounds like sweet words.
Mm-hmm.
She's so free.
As in whores.
As like, in wanton.
Right, that's what
right?
I'm saying. As in whores that people, I mean, not
free
the,
with themselves.
Free with themselves, not free money-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kind, so apt. Means willing,
mm-hmm.
right? She would just lay back and take it, right? She holds it a vice in her goodness. It's a defect in her goodness. So it's like an antithesis that cancels out, right,
mm-hmm.
in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would always want to do more than she's asked. So she thinks it's bad of her not to exceed somebody's demands, which is also not exactly
a compliment,
yeah, right? This broken joint between you and her husband, entreat her to splinter. And, my fortunes against any lay worth naming, this crack of your love shall grow stronger than it was before. Yeah. So he has the word lay.
Lay and crack.
Crack. Right?
Crack of your love.
Yeah.
What's a crack of love?
A vagina.
A vagina.
Yes. Or an ass crack, if that's your
thing. If that's your thing, right.
So much sexual verbiage here that he is just disguising in the way of speaking something that should sound like truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ask her. She's going to fix it. It's fine.
You advise me well.
I protest in the sincerity of love and kindness. I declare, I protest.
I think it freely. And betimes, in the morning, I will beseech the virtuous Desdemona to undertake for me.
Betimes just means early.
Yeah.
Undertake is an amazing word, though. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. She will make an effort, but also lie underneath.
Mm-hmm. I'm desperate of my fortunes if they check me here.
Yeah, so if this is where I'm fired, I'm going to have a rough time.
Yep.
Check is sop. Iago. You are in the right. Good night, Lieutenant. I must to the watch.
Good night, honest Iago.
Yeah, and I love how I must to the watch. Like, someone's got to do the job that you're not doing now.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Great. Now he has another soliloquy, and this one is like his manifesto, okay, guys? It's unbelievable. We're going to do an exercise with this speech where we read out to you the line-ending words, because have we talked about it in this
we
play?
We have, but not in this play, yeah.
Okay. So in case you're just only tuning in for Othello, when Shakespeare writes in iambic pentameter, there's that big blah blah description, it just means that there are five double beats to a line, right? Da dun da dun da dun da dun da dun. And then you're supposed to breathe at the end of that line and then say the next line. The reason that you breathe at the end of that line is because if you were to take a breath and blow it out, it's equal to five heartbeats, five double beats. Okay? So the line is written for your own human rhythm. So you breathe at the end of that line, and what happens, this is a very truncated, you can hear this in other plays, but what happens then is if you're breathing at the end of the line, you're kind of leaving this little place for the audience to catch up in terms of hearing you. So if they don't hear what happens in the middle of the line, they'll definitely hear that last word.
Right, if you let it hang there just a second.
Just a teeny, teeny sliver of a second, yeah. Right? Just long enough for you to take a sip of air, yeah?
Or if you're playing the character, to think about what you're going to say next.
Yes, because you breathe in, that is quite literally inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? It's inspiration for you to say the next thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're leaving those words hanging there, and so those words, if the audience hears nothing else but those words will form a blueprint for the speech as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And it will give you an idea of exactly where the character is going with that speech.
It's like a scaffolding.
Yeah. It's the bones of it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. So in some speeches, that blueprint is so incredibly
clear.
Yeah, clear and... wow, like a zinger. It's amazing.
It distills it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll do the speech. I'll talk about it. And then we're going to do that at the end. So heads up, listen up. So here goes Cassio out the door. Iago has told him to ask Desdemona for her help.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns right to the audience and he's like, what? What did I say? Right? And what's he then that says I play the villain? Right? He's mm-hmm. like, me?
I just did a good thing.
I'm not, what? And notice he's back into verse, right? So he's gotten out of prose. He's back to verse. He's back to himself. This is him, right? When this advice is free, I give and honest. Probable to thinking, and indeed the course to win the more again. Like, this is it. This is that was the right thing to say, right? Probable means likely, like probability, probably, right? This is the way to get him back, right? And I love that honest is juxtaposed against villain, right? Mm-hmm. We have those two line endings there at the end. For 'tis most easy, the inclining Desdemona to subdue in any honest suit. She's framed as fruitful as the free elements. Wow, yeah? So we have inclining.
Mm-hmm.
That's
subdue.
Like, subdue.
Fa.
Framed, fruitful, free, fucking, fuck.
And fruitful is what's the word? Fertile.
Fecund.
That's another F.
Fecurdle. Fertile and fecund.
Right. Fecurdle.
Yeah, so yeah. She's definitely made for making babies. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So inclined, it's incredible. Like, you know, she would be willing, but she's also willing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can master her, you can subdue her, right? Yeah. And then for her to win the Moor, were to renounce his baptism, all seals and symbols of redeemed sin, his soul is so enfettered to her love that she may make, unmake to what she list, even as her appetite shall play the god with his weak function. How am I then a villain? Right? He's like, come on, people. It's too fucking easy. I didn't make it up, right?
Right.
So, this is interesting. For her to win the Moor, were it to renounce his baptism, even if she asked him to go back on his...
Go against God.
Go against God. All the seals and symbols of redeemed sin, every proof that he was baptized, right? On the symbols of that.
Right.
Right? His soul is so enfettered.
Chained.
Yeah. That's a really scary word
enfettered
to use
to
with the
love.
Black man, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Chained, shackled. He's shackled to her now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Strong, scary image.
Mm-hmm.
That she can make, unmake, do what she lists, whatever she wants. Appetite, we have the word, which means lust,
mm-hmm.
right? Her lust will be the master of him. He is powerless against it, right?
Mm-hmm.
With his weak function. That means his manly need for sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? She is totally going to overpower him with her womanly gifts. How then? How am I then a villain? It's not me, man. It's all there. All the pieces are there. I'm just putting them together, right?
Mm-hmm.
How am I then a villain to counsel Cassio to this parallel course directly to his good divinity of hell? So parallel, in line, right?
Mm-hmm.
In line with these same ideas. So this is, I just told Cassio these same ideas, basically. And these ideas will bring him to his good, right? We have these C words, Cassio, counsel, Cassio, course. And then we have D word, directly, divinity. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Divinity of hell. I'm the god of the devils. I'm the god of hell. And then he'll prove it to you. When devils will the blackest sins put on, they do suggest at first with heavenly shows, as I do now. For whilst this honest fool plies Desdemona to repair his fortunes, and she for him pleads strongly to the Moor, I'll pour this pestilence into his ear. Ear, 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 ear.
Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, there's a lot. When devils with the blackest sins put on.
They do suggest.
They do suggest at first with heavenly shows, like Lucifer.
Yeah.
Right? Who was the most beautiful, most revered, most favored of the angels.
Yeah. Sat right next to God.
Yep.
Right?
Before he fell.
So, and Iago's suggesting that that was premeditated.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it was.
Maybe it was. And that Lucifer put on this angelic show just in order to screw everybody worse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's comparing himself to Lucifer. As I do now. So he, as I do now,
right.
I'm doing the same thing, right?
And while this honest fool, so that's, we're talking about Cassio.
Yeah.
Honest fool, limp dick.
Yeah, and that's the third time he's used the word fool. So like everybody else is a limp, useless, impotent dick compared to me.
Yep.
Plies, that means pliant, like willing, bending, right? So we have all these words in connection with Desdemona that have to do with her laying back, her taking it, her inviting it, her wanting it, her, you know, being willing.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Plies Desdemona to repair his fortunes, and she, for him, pleads strongly to the Moor, I'll pour this pestilence. We got all these P words.
Yeah.
Pa, 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 pa. There's a lot of disdain there, right?
Yup.
And then we have this exact same method as in Hamlet, right? I'll pour this pestilence into his ear.
Right.
It was the same way that Claudius killed King Hamlet,
right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is just with words instead of with actual poison. That she repeals him for her body's lust. Repeals, meaning she's seeking forgiveness for Cassio because she wants him.
She wants him near so she has access to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And by how much she strives to do him good, she shall undo her credit with the Moor. So will I turn her virtue into pitch, and out of her own goodness make the net that shall enmesh them all.
Pitch is tar,
yeah.
So virtue into blackness.
Yeah, so there we have the antithesis that this scene was all about, right? Turning goodness into blackness, the beginning of it, right? Mm-hmm. We've done it now with Cassio. Mm-hmm. He's fucked. Mm-hmm. And here comes her. His next victim is basically Desdemona.
Right, and the more she pleads with Othello on behalf of Cassio, the more Othello will see her in a poor light.
As the villain here, mm-hmm. Yeah. So notice that he's targeting the people around Othello.
Mm-hmm. But not Othello directly.
Yet directly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've got Cassio taken out, and now we're going to take out Desdemona.
Yeah.
Crazy, right? So listen to the line endings, guys, and see what you think about that scenario of them being the blueprint, okay? So we've got villain, honest, coarse, easy, subdue, fruitful, her. Baptism, sin, love, list, God, villain, coarse, hell, on, shows, fool, fortunes, more, ear, lust, good, more, pitch, net. Whoa.
Yeah.
What stood out to you?
Oh my God. The juxtaposition of God and villain. That was a biggie. But like honest villain,
baptism and sin.
Yeah, baptism and sin.
Fruitful her.
Yeah, subdue fruitful her.
Subdue fruitful her.
Subdue fruitful her. Yeah. Let's not let her be fruitful.
No. God and villain, hell on heavenly shows, right? Hell on shows. Mm-hmm. And then we've got F words, fool, fortunes, more. We've got more twice as a line ending.
Yeah, and right? Ear. Ear
and
lust.
Ear.
Ear lust.
There it is. And then Rodrigo comes in, so he's got to stop. Otherwise, he'd probably tell you a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. But he's saying, I'm going to use Desdemona to make the net that will kill, capture them all. Mm-hmm. And now, Rodrigo.
I do follow thee here in the chase, not like a hound that hunts, but one that fills up the cry. My money is almost spent. I have been tonight exceedingly well cudgeled, and I think the issue will be, I shall have so much experience for my pains, and so, with no money at all, and a little more wit, return again to Venice.
How poor are they that have not patience.
Right.
Yeah, so we've got a bit of hunting terminology in the beginning, right? I'm the hound, but not the one that hunts. Hunting, but the guy that they're hunting for fills up the cry is the cause for the hunt, right?
And I've spent all the money you told me to bring.
I've been beaten up, cudgeled, right? And then he uses this word issue because he was hoping to have some issue with Desdemona, meaning a baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the result, the issue is the result, right? Mm-hmm. He was hoping for the result to be a child, perhaps. His bastard, they talked about it, his bastard baby in Othello's house. How poor are they that have not patience? What wound did ever heal but by degrees? Thou knowest we work by wit and not by witchcraft, and wit depends on dilatory time. Witchcraft, line ending.
Hello, King James.
Yes, King James is listening, right? And he's like, I can't make fucking magic, man. This dilatory means dilating. It's another woman's parts word, though, about like dilating and letting babies out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Slowly unfolding. And so now he's going to play it back for him and see if he doesn't agree that it's a good thing. Does not go well, Cassio.
Cassio.
Cassio hath.
Dost not go well? Cassio hath beaten thee, and thou, by that small hurt, hast cashiered Cassio. Though other things grow fair against the sun, yet fruits that blossom first will first be ripe. Content thyself a while. By the mass, 'tis morning. Pleasure and action make the hour seem short. Retire thee. Go where thou art billeted. Away, I say. Thou shalt no more hereafter. Nay, get thee gone. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Get to answer, right?
Be gone.
So cashiered means dismissed from service. We've had that word before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's like, so you took a little beating, but we got rid of Casio. Look at that. And then he's like, damn, the hours pass quickly when you're having a good time. Right? But I love that he points out that the morning has come. He's done all of this mischief in the darkness, mm-hmm. right? Billeted is just where your sleeping quarters are, right? So go, 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 go. And then he wraps it up with the audience here. Two things are to be done. My wife must move for Cassio to her mistress. I'll set her on. Myself the while to draw the Moor apart and bring him jump when he may Cassio find soliciting his wife. Aye, that's the way. Dull not device by coldness and delay.
Seize the moment.
Yes. Go, 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 go.
Before you forget what you're on about.
Yeah, before everybody cools off and has a chance to think about things, yeah. right? Because otherwise Othello might pardon Cassio on his own,
mm-hmm.
if he thinks about it, right? Bring him jump just means at the precise moment. So he's going to pull Othello away and bring him back right when Cassio's leaving Desdemona.
Right. And he's going to make Emilia go to Desdemona and say, Cassio wants to meet with you.
Yep. So he's going to put all the players in place for the rest of this chess game.
And now I'm schwedding.
Yes. Here we are again. It's November and we're schwedding in the booth.
In the booth. All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh.
Okay.
Big setup.
Big setup.
Here we go.
Here we go.
One player down.
Yep. Hold on.
Hold on to your hats. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yes.
Yes. So that's exciting. So we'll see you for next episode. Act 3 coming up.
Okay, I'm Erin.
I'm Diana.
This
was for
Shakespeare.
For additional fun shit from Fuck Shakespeare, you can head to our website at fckshakespeare.com.
Or find us on Instagram at fckshakespeare.
If you are enjoying this podcast,
you could support us for as little as 99 cents per month. Just click the support button on the page on Spotify or Anchor.
Tell your friends.